أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما كان هذا القرآن أن يفترى من دون الله ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. In the last ayah that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the conjecture, the guesswork, and the assumptions which the mushrikeen had adhered to and followed in order to introduce the beliefs that they had maintained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to another objection of theirs which they had made from the beginning of the revelation of the Qur'an. And they would say that this Qur'an has been invented, fabricated, and made up by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and he says, وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يُفْتَرَى مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. It is not possible. The Qur'an is not such that it could have been invented, it could have been fabricated or made up by someone other than Allah. It's impossible. When you study the Qur'an and you study the level of eloquence and rhetoric and the level of the language of the Quran and what the Quran speaks of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is totally impossible to assume that the Quran has been invented by someone other than Allah. Walakin tasdeeq. What is the Quran? It is a confirmation of alladhi bayna yaday, a confirmation of what was before it in terms of divine scriptures. Wa tafseel al kitab. And it provides an elaborate explanation of all that is written in the Qur'an. La ghayba fih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Qur'an is such a book which has absolutely no rayb within it. Now, when we look at doubt, rayb is generally translated as doubt, but there are different levels of doubts. There are different levels of doubt. One level of doubt is known as shak. There's a level of doubt that is known as rayb as well. Shak is that level of doubt which leaves a person with inability to arrive at a conclusion. To give cite an example, a person is traveling along a road and he comes to an intersection and he really can't make up his mind which way to proceed. He does not know, do I go right or do I go left? He can't arrive at a conclusion. The inability to arrive at a conclusion, that is shak, a very strong type of doubt. There's a different type of a doubt. You come to an intersection and for a split moment there's a doubt. For a split moment there's doubt. Do I go right or do I go left? And then eventually you realize you need to go right. So that split moment that you have doubted, that is known as rayb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran there does not exist even that level of doubt. Not even the slightest form of doubt exists in the Quran, let alone shak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا ريب فيه. There's absolutely no rayb within this Quran. من رب العالمين. It is a revelation from the Rabb of all the worlds. أم يقولون افتراه. Or do they say that he has invented it, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fabricated this book? قل, fine. If that is your argument and that is what you believe, then tell them, O Muhammad, فأتوا بسورة مثلي. Produce one chapter like it. Produce. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had challenged them with this type of challenge on numerous occasions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the first challenge was produce an entire chapter similar to a chapter of the Quran. They could not match this challenge. They could not come forward with a chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reduced it to 10 ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't bring a chapter, bring 10 verses like it. They could not produce 10 verses like the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, in the last challenge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed before them was that bring like it one ayah, one verse, similar to that of the Quran in its eloquence and so forth. And they could never have accomplished this challenge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fine, if you claim that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had invented it, you have great poets amongst you, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. Produce one chapter like it. وَدْعُوا مَنْ إِسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And call whomsoever you can. Gather the great poets and great masters of the Arabic language and the great scholars and whomsoever you can, gather them all, bring them together, min dunillah, other than Allah, and Ask them to help you accomplish this challenge in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are true in your claim. If you really claim that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had invented it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you should produce a chapter like the Quran. Bal kadhabu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bal kadhabu bima lam yuhitu bi'ilmih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but they have denied and rejected that which they do not possess comprehensive knowledge of. This is a weakness that sometimes human beings have. Sometimes we do not have a deep understanding and comprehensive knowledge of something, so what do? Reject it. Deny it. I don't believe in this. No, it can't. It cannot be. It cannot happen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because they lack comprehensive knowledge of it, of the Quran and the contents of the Quran, they have rejected it, they denied it, simply because they do not know of it. It is not necessary that we possess full knowledge of everything. That is why sometimes we should be ready to learn. A person presents an argument to us, and perhaps it goes against what we believe. I'm not saying believe in a sense of aqidah and theology, but in terms of our values and principles, maybe there's certain, and it goes against what I believe. It is not necessary for us to reject it completely and totally, but rather gain insight and knowledge about the argument and see whether it is worth rejection or not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have denied it because they do not possess comprehensive knowledge about it. وَلَمَّا يَأْتِهِمْ تَأْوِيلُهُ, and its implications has not yet arrived. كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is nothing new. Those who came before them also rejected the divine scriptures. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now look and study what was the outcome of those wrongdoers, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had dealt with them for rejecting and denying the divine scriptures. وَمِنْهُمْ مَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. Allah says, listen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not expect every one of them to bring iman in the Quran. وَمِنْهُمْ مَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. From amongst them there are those who will believe in it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَا لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And from amongst them there are those who will not believe in it. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of those who are mischief makers. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.